The Gemara says, "Daf Daf Yitzayin." The Gemara says, "No." Or Malei ki komatish rachmon about the shaksu. The hekesh in this pasuk is only negated to the lav about the shaksu. Avli shurim loy. There's not a hekesh in negated to the shurim. Rashi says, "Omalei ki yakshinu rachmon behemet tameya." Who tell the shrotzim when to be said that behemis? Hokus the shrotzim lav leflugi shur. Not to make differences in the shir how much you have to eat. Bei nevelas mavdelas bei nevelas sheinu mavdelas. El about the shaksu, this love about the shaksu. Chumash Malon, the yachas nevela behema tameya, the yachas nevela behema teira, the yechad shrotzim mechayiv oichla mishum about the shaksu. That you have this love about the shaksu, each from any one of these three. Olafushe lav comes here another lav, the nevela's behema tameya, levad milav the nevela, excluding not only the lav and nevela, ikal lav about the shaksu, for lav the behema tameya. That's the post, that's the hekesh of the area. It teaches that there's a lav of Baltashaksu. Benach Nami, on this halach of Shiurim, to say that by Behema should be a difference, that Gezayas is only by Behema Torah, and by Behema Tamei should have a different shear, that we don't say. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here. Must starve together the size of a lentil, so if you touch it, you become tummy. It's called an avatuma. Start from zem zem. Klal omer b'shur, b'shur says the klal like this, that kol she tumosoi v'shiyuroi shovin is mitstarfin, then it's mitstarf. Anytime you have the din tumma sheboy and the shear, the amount, is the same amount, then it's mitstarfin. Like lamosha, let's say a chatzi gezayis of a nevela from one animal, and a chatzi gezayis from another animal. So they both have the same hilchos tumma, they're both only tummy till the evening, if you touch it, and also it only has the shear of a gezayis. Then it's been starved from together, or else the sheretz and the sheretz, since they both have the lochos hilchos tumma, how long are you tummy, and the size to mekabel tumma, then it's been starved from zelazir. At the beginning of the Mishnah, the dam hasheretz and the bosom both have the same halachos, if you touch it, you tummy till the evening, if you went to the mikvah, and hu adin, it has the same shear of a chadosha. But what's going to be tumosa? Let's say it's only alike the same din tuma. The moshel nevela and the sheretz. If you touch them, you become tummy till evening. They both have the same din tuma. But v'loi shiurei, the size is not the same thing. For nevela, you have to touch a kezayis worth. And for sheretz, it's not to touch a chadosha. Said an amstarf, and you can't put half and half together. The same thing, what's going to be shiurei v'loi tumosa? Let's say you have a mace and a nevela. Both of them you need a kezayis min ha-mace to become tummy, or a kezayis min ha-nevela. So the shear is the same, but not tumosai. If you touch a mace, you tummy for 7 days. If you touch a sheretz, you only tummy for 1 day. There's also namat starfin. And then for sure, what's going to be loy tumosai, loy shurei? Let's say not the tumma and not the sheretz. Let's say you have a mace and not the tumma, not the shear. Let's say you have a mace and a sheretz. So the din tum is different, 1-7 is 1-1, and also the shear is different, the mace is a kezayis and the sheretz is the chadoshim, is a mitzarfin, it's not mitzarfin for tumma. And the mitzarfin for tum, it's only like the Rashi says, in the case where they both have the exact same shear, like a sheretz and a sheretz or an avelom, the same shear of a kezayis or a chadoshim, and the same halacha of the din tumma, how long you tumma if you touch it. Adi Mor says, Omar Rav Chonin, so be sure exactly what the girsa should be here. Omer Rav Chanan, Omer Rav Zera, that we have the girsa of Echein Omer Rav Yosi bar Rav Chanina. Rashi says not the girsa. The girsa should be in the Gemara. Rashi says Omer Rav Chanan Kleima. Hodik Tani. That's what our Mishnah says. Dam Hasheretz v'yabosam itzdarf. That's what the race of the Mishnah says. If we have a chatzi kadosha of the bosa, and then the dam is mitzarif and makes up the shir chadosh, that you come tamei, davka, what should be put into Gemara, Rav Chanan said it's only, besorer shall oisai sheretz atzmai, shepir shemenu hadam, only with the dam from that sheretz itself. Now you have a piece of meat from that sheretz, less than the size of chadosha, and some dam from that sheretz together, it's mitzarif. Tevi dam abosim is sheretz echot, But v'lo yenato shadam misheret echod v'yabosa misheret achar. That's not mitan. That's not mitzvah. That's what the Bechonin is saying. The Bechonin says this halacha that the Mishnah says mitzvah, and it's only if the dam and the bosa came from the same sheretz. But if the dam came from one sheretz and the bosa came from another sheretz, it's not mitzvah. So this, the Gemara asks the question now. The Gersa should be like Mosiv Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. If he's going to ask the question, if so, he asks the question, it's not that way. So Mosiv Yosef Rabbi Chanina, it says a posik hatimeyin. In the parasha of Sheretz, it says the extra word hatimeyin. So we darshan malam, it comes to teach us shehin mitzarfin, that the yom mitzarfin is Sheretz and the Sheretz. And the drush of the brice is we have filu Sheretz for Sheretz. Even one sheretz and another sheretz, who are din sheretz v'dam, who are din a sheretz and the blood of a sheretz, bei mishay mechad, bei mishay shneimus, was from one shema from two shemas. So who is see clearly that the dam does not have to be from the same bossa from the same sheretz. It can be dam from one sheretz and the bossa from another sheretz. It is mitzdarf. So how could Rabbi Chonin say pshanal mishnah is only from the same bossa, the same sheretz, the dam and the bossa? Rashi says, Hatimeyim, Hey Yisarim, it's an extra Hey, Hatimeyim. Malamna comes to teach us, Semit Starfin, Afilu Sheretz Vesheretz, Kalema, Kechatzi Shir Mesheretz Zeh, Kechatzi Shir Mesheretz Achem. If you have two different Sherotzim, you have a Chatzi Shir from each one of them, it's Mestarfin. Who would then, if you have a Chatzi Shir Mechulit, Kechatzi Shir Meakvor, that they have two different names of Sherotzim, it's not even the same Sheretz, two different types, also from Starfin together. So you see clearly who are din the dam and the bosa also means the same way. If you have dam from one and bosa from another sheretz, it is been Starfin together. So it's not like Rav Chanan. So my answer is like this. Omer Rabbi Yosef answer says no. Lekasha. Kan de kuloi, kan de miktsosoi. It depends if you have the whole sheretz there, then if a miktsas comes off from it, and the mixer from another sheretz, then they're mitzarfin together. But kan b'miktsosa, that's what Rav Chonin said, means if you start out only with a half of a sheretz, you don't have those sheretz here. But since it's only a part of a sheretz, then it cannot be mitzarfin with another sheretz. Then he says it's only mitzarfin if the same sheretz itself, its dam, with its bosa. But its bosa with another dam cannot be mitzarfin if you only have a half of the sheretz here. Rashi says, Omer Rabbi Yosef, kan b'kulay, kan b'miktsosay. He said, "As we have a shirotzim kulay shlemim, if you had had the whole sheretz here, then bein nishem echabem, even if two different types of shirotzim, upirish, it came out of that those two whole ones, or chatzishir mizem, chatzishir mizem, or else from this came out blood, and this came out the basar, it would be mitzdarfin. Kivun, since it came from a mokum chashiv, that both of them were complete shirotzim." But Rav Chanan is talking about where the piece that came from was only a chatzi sheretz, a part of a sheretz. So then if a chatzi kadosha comes off from one piece, and another chatzi kadosha from another piece, then it's not mitzdarf. Then it's only mitzdarf from the same sheretz itself, the dam and the bosa. So that's what Rav Chanan meant to say. Now the Gemara says, How do I know to say such a chilek? Where it's coming from a mixas of a piece, or it's coming from the whole piece. Well, how do I know what to say? We did tiny, learn like this. There's a Mishnah Eulis that says like this. Nishpach al haritzbom. Let's say I have a revius dam of a mace. Loch is a revius of a dam from a mace. Is metama? It's metama boil also. So now, nishpach al haritzbom. The blood spilled on the floor. For yimakoim katafris. On the floor is a slanty floor. It's not straight. It's slanty. So if the blood is dripping down a little bit. So it depends. Ihel al mitzosa, if you put your hand on top of part of the blood, so tor, you become tor, you're the tor, you're not tamei. You didn't touch the dam. I didn't oil if you put yourself on top of the dam. But since you only went on part of the revius, you're tor. Ihel al kulei, if you put your hands over the whole revius of the dam, then tamei, then you are tamei. That's what the Mishnah says. Rashi says, "Lohochi noked ritzpo shar ritzpo ha'isa chalok ve'vi kamadron ve'nispashna dam." A dam spreads out. So ilam mitzosa sharaviyas dam. If you oil on part of it, Rashi going sheshocha, you bent over and mixes of that, then you tore. Rashi says, "You're not oil on the whole shear." But oil, if you go over the whole Revius Adam, then you become tummy. So that's what it says. Now the question is, what's the difference? Samara says, my miktsose, what does it mean to say you only went over your ma'ayil, only over part of it? What does miktsose mean? Learn if you want to tell me miktsas dam, only a miktsas of the dam, that's all, that you only had part of the review, you only went over part of the revius, is that true? I've oma Rabbi Chanina, oma Rabbi, revius dam, if you have revius dam of a mace, shehigizbo, that you are stirred it up, is Torah, you remain Torah. So the question is why? When you stir it up like, you put your hands over the whole revius. So Chur is saying, Miksasa doesn't only mean if you only went over part of the revius. Because here at Smash, even though you went over the whole revius, still you tore. So what's the pshat? Why are you tore? Ella must be pshat at El Lashramina, Kan Bakuloi, Kan Bemiksasa Shramina. Then in both cases, Taka, you put your hands over the whole revius of the dam. But when do we say, Yitomei, if this revius Adam came from a whole mace, if it came out, there was a whole mace there, and now revius of Adam came out, so that's called the choshev of revius Adam. And therefore, if you ma'ayil, even over a mixus of it, you'd become Tomei. But here we're talking about now this revius Adam came out from the half of a mace, not from the whole mace. So therefore, since it came out from the mixus of a mace, it's not choshev. And therefore, it has no tumas oil on it. So you see, there's a difference whether it's pirish from a whole thing, or whether it's pirish from a mixas. The Rashi says, Elo lav, isn't it shramin, a proof from a liar, kam bakula kam miktsasai. Dod if toni iyo laku, that just says, you might over the whole thing, tomei, hainul hecha di osse, hai revias dam, minei sholim. Where the revias adam came out from a complete mace. Therefore, lochi choshiv, the metama biyoil, therefore it's metama biyoil. And that's what it says, if you megas, if you store up the dam, even though you mile, you have your hands over the whole revius, still you tore. That's talking about the revius dam came not from a meisholim, but rather came out from miktsasai. Rosh Hashanah Yemunach Shom miktsas a meis. There was part of a meis there, and from that part of the meis, it came out blood revius adam. Zafagav versus this revius hoyel v'yena bo mi meisholim lechoshev v'yena matama biyel. So who you see this chiluk? Where it comes from? Does it come from the whole thing? It comes from a miktsas. So kid to that channel of Khananosa now Mishnah. And that we say the dam in the sheretz is mistarif only if it came from the whole sheretz. But where it only came from a mixas of a sheretz, then one mixas with another mixas is not mistarif. Only from the same sheretz that is mistarif. Now the Gemara says, Shoel Rabbi Masya ben Chorosh Eshav Shimon ben Yochoi. Rabbi Masya ben Chorosh ask the Shala from Shimon ben Yochoi. Birami, when it was in the city of Rome. Minan, how do we know to say this chiddush, ledam shrotzim shutame? How do we know to say the dam is tame? Maybe it's only if you touch the basar of a sheretz, you become tame. How do I know to say that? We just said in our Mishnah, if you have less than the kadosh's worth of the sheretz, and you have some blood there of the sheretz, and starve together. How do we know this chiddush, the dam of a sheretz is tame? Is Omalei, so Shimon ben Yochai answered back and said, Omalei said back, the Yom HaKrukos, the Pasuk says, V'zeh lochem ha-tomei, an extra Pasuk, V'zeh lochem ha-tomei. Rashi says, V'omalei d'chsiv v'zeh lochem, V'ay kron b'yusuos, an extra Pasuk, Midrash, the Medrash b'ochi, d'chsiv k'rach rino, Eila ha-tmeim lochem. See if it's an extra Pasuk, teach us even the blood. Toi says, it's mitura d'vav, it's an extra vav here, d'v'zeh, that's the drosha. But call point of Midrash from this pasuk is Zelo Chema Tomei, that not only is the sheretz itself Tomei, but even the dam that comes out is also Tomei. That's what Hashem ben Yochai answered back to Rav Masya ben Chorosh. Is Omru Loi Tamidov, so the Tamidim of Rav Masya ben Chorosh said to him, Chochem Lei Reb Yochai, Chochem Lei Ben Yochai, that Hashem ben Yochai is a big Chochem. Like he knows that answer good. Rosh says, Kavanas Chochem ben Yochai, Shadei Lei Madover Zen, he knows that answer this. So Tamidim, like, we're astonished, like, you see, of Shimon Yochai, it's a big time of Chochem. Chochem Lei Ben Yochai. Izom Alehem, so Rabbi Masya Ben Chorosh said back to them, no, you should know, Talmud Orech Bepiv Shel Reb Lezda Bar Reb Yossi. In other words, this wasn't really Shimon Yochai's big chiddush. Shimon Yochai was Mekabel, heard this already from Reb Lezda Bar Reb Yossi. He was the one that really said it. Rashi says, like, Limit Aruch means Veloy Omer Midayat. It wasn't Shimon Yochai said it by himself. It's Ominola Delomdom Reb Lezda. How do we know this? like we'll soon see. But that's what Rav Masih said, that Avad Yashem ben Yochai heard this from Reb Loza bar Reb Yosi. Now, what's the maisa? What happened over here? Shepam Malchus, it once happened like this, that Gozra HaMalchus Gezeira, stand the Malchus Roim made a Gezeira, Shelo Yishmur Es HaShabbos, the Klai Yisrael cannot be Mishayim HaShabbos anymore. Fishelo Yimoylu Es Pnei, they should not make a Bris Mila, they can't make. Fishayivlu Es Nidois, and they made a Gezeira, they have to live with their wives, even when they're in Nida. That was the three Gezeiras the Roim made. So that happened was Holach Rabbi Ruvain Ben Estribler. He went, Vesiper Koimei, and he went to talk like to the Malchus over there. Vesiper Koimei, Rashi says, Sipa Koimei means Shegilach, no, Vesiper Koimei, Rashi says, Shegilach Hasar, he took a haircut to look like a Roman. Rashi says, he took a haircut, Shalmetzchi, cut off the front of his head, Venia Hasar Shalachrav, he left the head in the back. That's where the Romans used to look, the Goyim. They used to cut their hair on the front short, and the hair on the back was long. So Kitzur, this Rabbi Ruvain, Venus Ribli, Besipa Koime, he took a haircut in the back to look like, in the front, to look like a Roman. For a whole lach, B'yosha B'imon, when he went and he sat down with the government, with the Roman government there. Omolem, he started to talk to them. Mishayesh to Oyev, if somebody has an enemy, Yani Yo Yasher, what do you want to do to the enemy? Do you want to make him rich or make him poor? Is Omru Lois, they said back to Mavadi Yanim, we want to make them poor, or Nenim, we want to make poor. Is Omru Lois, they said back to the Romans, if Solom came, Layasim Locha the Shabbos, then listen, the Jews are your enemy, stop them from working on Shabbos. Kadeshi Yoni, like this, you tell them they have to work on Shabbos, they make a lot of money. Tell them not to work on Shabbos, they'll become poor. Is Omru, so the Romans said, Tovisoma, listen, this guy is saying very good. Is so Livato, so they took a Livatlu Batlu, they said to stop the name of Avatlu, they talk to stop the Zerum, that they let the Goyim, they let the Jews rest on Shabbos. Then Chazov Yom again, Reb Ruvain said back to them, Chazov Yom Alem, Mishyesh to Oyev Yachish to Yavri. Again, if you have an enemy, do you want the enemy to become weak or to become strong? Omer Loi, they said back Yachish, you want him to become weak? Omulem, they said, if so and came, Yumoylu b'neim l'shmeni yomim, let the Jews and your enemies, let them make a bris mila on their kid when they're 8 days old. V'yachishu, only room them, only make them weak. So what are you stopping them for? Let them do it. Is Omru, they said, Tovus Omru, they say he's saying very good, Ubatlu, and they're mavato that gzerwa, they let the Jews, let them make a bris mila. Chosav Yom, then they said another thing. Chosav Yomulem, again, Mishesh to'ayu, somebody has an enemy. Yarbe or Yismayat, do you want them to multiply? Or do you want them to have Yismayat? They should come a few. Armula said back to Vadi Yismayat, we want them to have few, not to multiply a lot. So he said back to him, came if so, Lo Yivulu Nidais. So what do you tell them? Like, they have to live with the wife every single night, like even when they were Nida. Tell them not to live with the wife. When they were Nida, you're better off that way. They won't multiply so much. His Armula, the Roman said again, Tovisom, he said very good, Ubatlu. They're about to kiss them about the three gezeiros. That's what happened. What happened was at the end, though, Hikaboshu Yehudi, later on by Stoys, they found out that this Reb Ruvain was really a Jew. He was only planting like that they should take away the three gezeiros. And therefore, Hechzirim, the Goyim, the Romans, put back again the three gezeiros. His Omru, now the Chum said between themselves, let's see, Mi Yelech Vivat like gezeiros. Who could we send now to try again, to try and be Mavat like gezeiros? Like the gezeira again was they can't be a Shem Shabbos, you can't make a bris mila, and you can't, you have to live with your wife, which is a nida. So they said, who's going to go to the Romans now to try again?